So welcome back to part three of search marketing, and we're going to follow up and kind of close out this whole lecture on this module about search marketing with, and we'll talk about and we'll define some of the terms that are unique to the search marketing function. People will talk about something called technical SEO, search engine optimization, and that is a practice that really optimizes the structure or the code of a website, the design of a website, so that search engines find, they understand the intent, the context of the content that's on that website, that web page, and they are able to easily understand and send the appropriate traffic to that website. That's what technical SEO is all about, or more commonly referred to as SEO or search engine marketing. Intent, the relevant goals of your ideal customer that lead to relevant queries from the web or the internet. The intent of a hungry New Yorker that might be typing into Google, such as Thai food near Central Park. That is an intent. Asset is generally content that's produced to satisfy the intent of a customer or a prospect, including blog posts, product pages, social media profiles, podcasts, videos, all that stuff are assets that search engines can find and deliver to the appropriate people. Channel, and that is the digital homes of an asset. So for example, like a Facebook post that you might have done, or a video on how to tile a bathroom floor that was done or put together by Home Depot and it currently resides on YouTube. These are examples of the digital homes of an asset that's designed to meet the intent of a customer or a prospect. Assets that live on a website or a blog, but also on a larger hubs like Amazon, Pinterest, iTunes, or TripAdvisor. Metrics that we'll track for search engine marketing or search marketing. You measure traffic by channel. And we're talking top channels like paid search, organic search. And again, this is what you're looking at here is actually a screenshot out of Google Analytics. Organic search, email marketing. They can tell if traffic is coming in response to an email or somebody types the URL for your website directly into their browser or social media websites. They measure the quantity and the quality of the backlinks. And again, you see a screenshot here where they're looking at the different websites who have a link to your website. And they're saying, are those particular websites that link to you, are they posting content that's relevant to your website or not? Measuring keyword rankings. So, for example, you're going to pay attention to optimizing each page of your website or each blog post or each piece of asset or each asset, like a blog post, podcast, video, whatever. You're going to optimize that around specific keywords. You want to be intentional without overdoing it about making those keywords very obvious in those particular assets. And you're going to want to measure how well that content of yours is ranking on websites such as Google. Are you on page one, for example, or are you buried somewhere below page 10? You're going to measure conversions from search. So, for example, you can see how many people are searching for your product, how many of those people actually converted into customers, and what kind of revenue did you achieve from them. So that kind of brings us to the close of our search marketing campaign, our lectures here, and I hope that you've learned a lot. Thanks.